Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to our week of Hero or Zero. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. I am joined, as always, by my non-judgmental bestie, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Connor, and I'd like to praise you on your recovery. That wasn't bad for a sixth take.
Twelfth.
He's run. We've been at this since Wednesday, lads. Honestly,
do you genuinely think we do this for 5 years and we do a second take?
You're lucky to get a first take at this point.
If it's not right the first time, I'm walking. I'm like, it's fine.
No, I just keep rocking through. It'll become a funny bit, and that's how we'll segue into what the show is about. That's how it works.
So this is the show of Hero Zero. See? And Sean, you normally choose Marvel characters. I normally choose DC characters. And we just give you a bit of a short summary, maybe an introduction to some comic book characters you may not have heard of. We've done hundreds of them, covering, I don't know, how many characters at
just
this point?
So many. There's so many characters.
And it's getting harder to choose them, Sean.
It is. That's why I covered a Tiger Lady last week.
You did. And so what I've decided to do is, you might remember 2 weeks ago, it was around Easter time. Now, we grew up in Christianity, Ireland, so we had to do something around the Easter Bunny, obviously. It made perfect sense.
Of course. Famous Catholic symbol, the Easter Bunny.
Jeebus's best friend, the Easter Bunny, as we all know. But I did Thunder Bunny, was a character from the 70s, I believe, and some of the 80s, who was terrible. Now, what I decided was, I'm now going to start trying to do a thing where I link it to something that's happening in the world.
Oh, why are you doing Hero or Zero hard mode all of a sudden?
Just for shits and giggles. So what I decided to do was, putting together this week's report, was I was like, is there anything going on this week that I could loosely somehow tread back to some sort of comic book character? But Sean,
there's a lot of terrible things happening this week.
Sean, what date was yesterday?
Yes. No! Okay, let's do it.
Trade the bear connections. Yes.
Honestly? Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
So, this week I'm doing the Floronic Man, Sean. Yes.
The Floronic Man?
Yes, the Floronic Man.
Right.
Jason Woodrow, He is created by Gardner Fox and Gil Kane, probably most famous for being involved with Alan Moore's Swamp Thing. Off as a character that really meant nothing, had one real big, real important moment in comic books, and then has kind of just floundered again.
You love to see, you love a one and done. You love a one hit wonder.
But I'll tell you something, he's real chill about the whole thing. So he's
very relaxed man.
He's a very relaxed man. If you like what you hear here, just before I get into the report, could you give us a like on whatever podcast platform that you're listening to this on? It would really help us out. I don't know if subscribes are still a thing. Do you just follow? I'm assuming follow is the thing.
Follow, subscribe, hit the plus button. That's always in that same font, whatever
fucking
website
you're
on. Add us
to your Netflix list.
Yeah, add us to your Bebo top 12.
I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything. I'm just saying, like, if you like it. If you don't like it, that's fine as well.
Yeah, just listen. Like, just enjoy it. Just do the best you can with your life, all right?
Actually, I forgot to say to you. We put out a video last week of Green Lantern. We did a Green Lantern review over on the Patreon.
Very good review. Week. Very good Patreon.
This isn't actually a pitch for the Patreon, I promise. But we do movie reviews over there. So we reviewed 2011's Green Lantern. We put up a small clip on all the social medias, and somebody just responded, "Please stop."
Oh! What social media was this on?
I think it was Facebook, but then Facebook automatically deleted it, but I seen it. I seen it before it got deleted.
That's amazing. And look, because you said please, that's it, we're done. We're done
and
forever.
And I was like,
now.
Ma'am, why would you write that? It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, Connor found my alt account.
We're sending ourselves hate mail. It's like that time on TikTok that we put up the Star Wars clip and everyone just started slagging the way that I say "Ting Ting's true."
Because yeah, everyone just dogpiled on you. That
"Ting Ting's true," but there's no H's involved in any of those words.
But that's our language. It's our right
we
to
do.
Remove
that's
the
just
H.
That's just what we sound like. So I'm doing the Floronic Man. His first appearance showed July 1962 in the Atom Number 1. So he first showed up, as I said, in 1962 in Atom Number 1. The Atom himself had actually been around for quite some time at this point. He'd been, like many other Silver Age heroes, he's actually debuted in like Showcase Comics and he'd become a regular part of Justice League. It's a pretty big deal to get involved in that series. But also, they were just kind of making up villains just to kind of face people.
Oh, so the Floronic Man is a villain, is that correct? Because
oh, yes.
Because,
oh, yes.
Of course, a drug in the 60s.
So, actually, he doesn't get involved in drugs until later on, which at this point, he's just more plant-based.
He's just fluoride-based. He's all about toothpaste.
His very first title solo issue saw him going up against what at least appeared to be a classic mad scientist character in Jason Woodrue, who was apparently using his control over plants to rob banks.
Sounds a bit Poison Ivy-ish, doesn't it? I've seen Batman and Robin.
Even back then, however, actually, I'm going to say right now, Floronic Man is in Batman and Robin 1997.
What? No, he's not.
He's at the very start.
Oh my god, that's Floronic Man!
Yes.
What? That's
played
insane.
By Lex Luthor.
Yes, that's wild. What a connection.
So even back then, however, Woodrue was pretty weird. Among the plants he controlled were tiny little forest sprites. We soon learned that he's actually imprisoned an extra-dimensional fairy queen and is himself a refugee of yet another extra dimension that had been banished from his wicked deed, that he had been banished from for his wicked deeds twice.
Why is he set up as a scientist then if he's just a magic man?
This is great. I have done research. Yeah. I have not found one single other reference to this original origin anywhere else.
So this origin is getting dumped straight away once it gets, like, once he has something important to do in a story.
So, first issue, they're like, he controls plants. Mad scientist. Cool. Yeah. Then, for some reason, they make it up that he has imprisoned a fairy queen, and he's actually a refugee from a different dimension that has been banished here because he was up to no good, and he's now on Earth causing mischief. Then, after that one issue, never mentioned it again, and he just went back to just kind of being a human mad scientist.
He's just a human mad scientist with plants. Maybe the fairy queen died off screen and they don't want to address it.
He went back to his whole planet off screen.
He crashed on his way home.
So, as I said, I couldn't find one single other reference to this original refugee origin story from a different dimension. So then they just kind of scrapped it and were like, it's fine. What is known is that he was a botany professor at Gardner University, of course.
University for the botanists.
I don't even know if they were doing the pun. I think it was just called Gardner University and he was a botanist there.
But it's funny now. It doesn't matter if it's intentional or not.
It's funny now. But then a decade passes, Sean. So he comes in one issue. He's from a different dimension. He's a refugee from a weird plant dimension, can control plants.
Got a doctorate from Gardner University.
A decade passes in real life.
Good God.
Floronic man, nowhere to be seen. Never mentioned again, never even referenced.
He's gone to ground.
But then a decade later, he pops up. He kind of just is like an occasional baddie in pretty much anyone's book. He's just a general, like, you beat him up at the first half of your own issue and then you move on to the real villain.
Yeah, it's like when Rhino shows up in a Spider-Man story. It's like, okay, here's the first set piece. Now let's get into things.
But his profile changed quite a bit, however, in 1984, when Alan Moore, a famous man who dislikes all comic books, but wrote a few in his time, Alan Moore used Jason Woodrow as a scientist on Swamp Thing. So Alan Moore, he's a very famous comic book writer. He decides they're going to do a Swamp Thing comic book series.
Yes.
And as a pretty big deal, he chooses Floronic Man as his villain in the issue.
Kind of makes sense because, yeah, he has this control over plants. You're trying to make a plant who's a man. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's a character as well who is just, he already exists, but he basically has no backstory, so you can do what you want.
You can do what, exactly. It's like a blank slate. You could just add whatever you want onto him. And as you said, Swamp Thing, I mean, it kind of goes together. He's a botanist. Swamp Thing is actually a hero. You've got an evil mad scientist botanist as a villain. It's all coming up Milhouse.
It all works.
And this would be a pretty much a legendary run for the character of Swamp Thing. And Woodrow would go on to become a recurring enemy in the series. So the story goes is that General Sunderland, he hires Woodrow as a scientist to basically examine Alec Holland, who is Swamp Thing. So Alec Holland is the man that became Swamp Thing. And General Sunderland, he captures Swamp Thing and he freezes him. And when he's frozen, he's like, I want them examined. I want to know how he became Swamp Thing. Because he's this big fucking green monster now. And I don't understand.
Yeah, we're all curious.
We're all pretty curious. And so he's like, I know a scientist who's a botanist. Oh, that Woodrow guy, Floronic Man, he can do it. So he brings Woodrow in. Woodrow, and this is a really famous bit, is that Woodrow does some examination and he discovers that the creature isn't the mutated version of Alec Holland.
Okay.
He's actually a mass of plant life that had fed on Holland's dead body and remembered his memories.
So it's like Man-Thing from Marvel.
Very similar, but Swamp Thing came first.
Well, no, they were in the same apartment at the same time.
That's a funny story if you want to tell it.
Very briefly, a swamp monster is like an open source character that anyone can use. Swamp Thing is the DC version. Man-Thing is the Marvel version. They debuted within 3 weeks of each other, and both of their writers were roommates and worked for the separate companies.
They were just looking over each other's shoulders. What are you doing? Just change your homework slightly and we'll both get paid.
They both just like, it's like they crashed in the hallway and all of their papers got all muddled together. And they just kind of divided them out as best they could.
So Swamp Thing, as I said, is like Alec Holland, but now it's kind of discovered that he's not Alec Holland. It was implied that like it was Alec Holland, but he had been turned into a monster. Now it's actually the monster is just a monster,
and it just happens to have
Alec Holland's body and memories because it just like fade on his whole corpse.
It's like a cordyceps kind of thing. It's like he's the host basically for this planet.
Basically,
life.
Yeah. I don't even think he's still alive. The Floronic Man then tries to warn Sunderland that the Swamp Thing is not dead. But the General refuses to listen. I should also mention there's a bit in this that goes real weird. So he uses Swamp...
I'm on board.
Up until this point, it's been pretty weird, right? They revealed that Alec Holland was in fact already dead and that Swamp Thing was just a vegetation that had his memories. It's a pretty seminal moment in comic book history because it's the first introduction of the Green in DC Comics.
Okay. So we've talked about the Green a couple of times, right? It's like
the
energy
green is like,
all about plant
it's
life.
It's really hard to just... It's all of nature. Like, it's all of plant life. Yeah. It's all connected by the green in DC Comics. Basically, every plant is all connected under, like, one thing.
It's like the botany version of the Speed Force kind of deal.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good way of putting it. So, like, the Flash has the speed force, and the green is just what the name they give to all of plant is all connected. All plants around the world are all connected. And so Swamp Thing is like basically the hub. He's the connection between every single one of them.
It's called a nexus in the Marvel universe. Exactly the same principle.
It's the exact same. They copied each other in every single step.
I can't stress this enough. They're the same character.
That's why I know Sean can help me with this, because they're the exact same origin. Right? This was the first reveal of the Green. And obviously, pretty big thing. We talked about the Animal Man in the Animal Man report. I think the Animal one is the Raid. I think that's what all the animal one is called. All the animals connected under one thing.
Interesting.
I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty positive that's what it's called. And so this, obviously, pretty big moment in comic books. Pretty big moment for Swamp Thing as a character, because it now means he's the most important person in all of nature.
Yeah, it's like, if you want to just fight nature, you can fight Swamp Thing.
Yeah, and so Woodrow decides... Because obviously he's Floronic Man and he's obsessed with plants and he can control them. He's like, I want to be the hub of the green. Why is Swamp Thing the one that everything's connected to? I want to be in on that and I'm not. And I don't like that.
I'm from another dimension and I have a kidnapped queen, maybe.
Did anyone read that one issue 20 years ago? So using Swamp Thing's body, he tries to contact the green by Sean eating parts of Swamp Thing.
Oh dear, it's like in District 9 when they're trying to get the alien powers by eating alien bits.
That was the third roommate. The writer of District 9 was the third roommate.
Neil Blomkamp was also in that apartment.
It's a big apartment. And so he's eating Swamp Thing, basically.
That's foul.
To try and just get connected to the green. Because he's like, it's not Alec Holland anymore. So he's just eating plants.
I suppose, yeah, that's... Is that all right? Is that allowed?
No, it's. I would say it's frowned upon. Not illegal, but frowned upon.
Because Swamp Thing has some level of, like, sentience, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah, so you are killing Swamp Thing by doing this.
You also are killing, technically, all of Alec Holland's memories.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't do that. I'm not on board.
You can't be eating memories.
You'll ruin your dinner.
There's one thing I said, don't be eating memories. Right?
Was there a chocolate treat called Memories at one point?
No.
I'm thinking of Mars Dreams. That's what I'm thinking of.
Ironically, you remember that wrong. The experience drives the Floronic Man, Sean, insane because he's eating Swamp Thing and he goes insane through, kind of cannibalism, but not really.
Cannibal, but also, so, like, even if he gets some connection to the green, presumably his mind can't handle that.
Yeah, because he's human.
He's just a regular, dumb as shit human. He's just mainlining nature.
Yeah. And Woodrow is confronted. So basically he sets out, once he goes mad, is that he sets out to destroy all non-plant life on Earth. And is like, I'm going to destroy everything that isn't a plant.
Okay. This is like, so you have like poison ivy is one side, which is like we should prefer plants and work to make plants.
Well, sometimes poison ivy is also on, like, we should kill humans.
She's not fully eliminate all humans all the time though, right?
But no, sometimes she wavers. She does waver.
But he's just like full on, no, humans are the worst. Get rid of them. And let's... Closer to poison ivy also, in the movie.
He's also gone full Jeffrey Dahmer at this point. So he's also not thinking straight as well.
That is true. He does have cannibal madness.
So he's saving the plants, basically, from what is destroying them, which is humans. Woodrow is confronted by a revived Swamp Thing who reveals to him that he is in fact a man, not a plant. And so Swamp Thing's way of defeating him is basically reminding him that you are not a plant yourself. So you are not the green. You're not connected to the green. You're just a mad scientist who, like, he's just decided to start eating people.
He just talks him down then, is it? Like, he doesn't beat him in a fight or anything like that.
Well, he's basically saying that, like, you're a man, you're not a plant, and all the destruction and violence that you've caused was an act of man, not something that the green would do. And you're meant to be the representation of the green, and if you want to be the representation of all nature, you've already fucked up, so you will never be chosen.
By seeking out the power, you don't deserve the power.
Exactly. And he's technically, he himself is the poison to the earth and to the green that he's fighting against.
It's quite deep. It's quite deep, actually.
Alan Moore's quite good, to be fair to him. He's quite good. He himself, as I said, and Floronic Man is then taken into custody by the Justice League, who all turn up and they arrest him. So after breaking Poison Ivy out of Arkham, I should say that at this point he has drank a load of, in a Flash comic book previous to this, he drank an elixir to give himself supreme mastery over plants. It also transforms him, so his body is now made of plants, kind of, making him Floronic Man, literally.
Right. But this isn't a green thing. This is just an elixir.
No, he's literally made himself a plant.
It's pretty fucked.
True elixirs and magic potions.
Because he's from another dimension, of course.
Because he's a refugee from a different dimension and he's ever coming here to cause havoc, but he hasn't because that didn't actually technically happen.
It's a whole thing.
Oh my god. Maybe it's still around. I just couldn't find it. I've read all these issues. There's not one mention.
I'm sure it would have come up somewhere in the last 50 odd years.
Somewhere. So the story I want to move on to now is Batman Shadow of the Bat, number 56. And this is when Floronic Man shows up and he decides to break Poison Ivy out of Arkham. It couldn't be that long before these two join up together.
That's the thing. Are they friends? Do they admire each other? What's going on here?
So, he breaks her out of Arkham with his two henchmen.
Henchmen, sorry. No, I shouldn't have interrupted.
With his two henchmen, favourite movie, Over the Hedge. Floro explains his past to Batman and Poison Ivy, telling them the story of how he prevented a plot of Swamp Things, only to get decapitated, right? Mm-hmm. So he got decapitated before. This is like, it's not shown, but it's shown in flashback, so it's not actually a story we've seen. But Poison Ivy's like, why did you break me out? He's like, look, I fought Swamp Thing decapitated me. scientist managed to keep his head alive because he's half fucking plant, and also he puts fake skin over his face. That's how crazy he is.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, just to look human. The first thing he comes into contact with, though, after to keep his head alive, is one of the scientist's assistants in the lab, Sean. He likes a bit of the old wacky tabacky.
Oh, jeez. In the 70s, Connor.
In the 70s.
My
Actually, I think
God.
This might be the 80s or 90s at this point.
Oh, Lord, it keeps getting worse.
Lord, save us above. So he's one of the scientists. He's feeling very relaxed. He sometimes gets a bit hungry, but he's having a good time.
Of course, yeah. He's got a stressful job after all.
He's doing it on the job, and it gets into contact with the one man you don't really want to make contact with, the half plant man. And he regenerates his whole plant body using marijuana.
What?
Yes.
He just becomes a weed man.
He begins his quest then to flood the streets of Gotham City with his advanced and inexpensive weed.
Like, look, in the grand scheme of things for Gotham City, is that the worst thing to happen, that everyone gets a little bit relaxed?
Batman's like, actually, Joker blew up the fucking city last week. Like,
yeah.
Joker killed the mayor 2 weeks ago. I think we're okay with a bit of weed.
Everyone's real high strung at the minute.
So he's basically pumping out advanced and inexpensive weed because he's also half, he's now made of weed, but I don't think he uses himself. I think he just has different weed.
That's weird if he's like cutting trimmings off himself. And
yeah,
like,
that's kind of weird as well. Floronic Man then takes, that's why he breaks Poison Ivy out. So we come back to the present time, is because he wants to take some of Poison Ivy's DNA in an attempt to create a child for him.
This is it's not the pickup line I would have used, but okay.
Now, Poison Ivy, in exchange for this deal, will get a trunkload full of loads and loads of drug money. I think it's like $1 million in drug money, and she's free to walk away afterwards.
This man came prepared. He's just like,
he has a suitcase full of dollars that he's gotten from selling weed, and he's like, look, you make me a child using these weird plant connections that we got, and I'm gonna, you know, slide this under the table. You take that, you can leave.
What's the plan with the child, though? Is it to create like a super drug child or something?
I think he wants a super drug child, yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you can't raise a kid just to make drugs. You know, if that can be the official stance of the podcast, that's okay.
I'm against that idea. And so at this point, Batman tied up. He's like, and Floronic Man, he's explaining his plot to Poison Ivy. And Poison Ivy's like, okay, interesting. $1 million. That's a lot of dollars. Okay. And eventually she decides that she doesn't want to help Floronic Man because he's a fucking crazy person.
Understandable.
Crazy plant weed man. And so I really wish it dropped at 4:20, but it's 4:21, unfortunately. What can we do? This is the closest I could get.
Without breaking the format of the show.
And so she really says she doesn't want Floronic Man running the world, so she frees Batman. And after a short battle, Batman notices that Floronic Man is standing in a puddle, and then he uses an electrical cable to electrocute the villain, then decapitates him once again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But it's not technically killing, right?
No, he's still alive.
He's a head.
Yeah. He's just a plant.
And then what Batman does is he gets one big rolling paper and shoves him around in it for a bit. Then him and Robin have the best night ever.
This feels wrong, Robin, but at the same time, oh, so right.
Robin has smoked too much. He's having a panic attack in the corner.
Robin's dying. Which Robin? Jason Todd's going to be fine.
Jason Todd is absolutely grand. Dick Grayson, that man is fine. That man can put whatever he wants in his body.
I think Dick Grayson would be okay. I think he'd need a bit of practice, but he'd be okay. And I think Tim Drake is out. Like, he is done.
Oh yeah, Tim Drake is like getting sick in the hallway.
He's fucked. Like
Damian Wayne thinks he can handle it, but he can't.
But he's 12.
Yeah. But he's still trying anyway.
He's still trying. He just wants to hang out with Dad. The character has since appeared assisting Starman, Alan Scott and Batman in trying to save a friendly, peaceful version of Solomon Grundy. Later, however, he is killed after assassins shoot him repeatedly with bullets. Although this is in direct contrast to one of his most famous lines, "You can't kill a vegetable by shooting it."
I'd wager you can. I'd wager people have.
He is one of the many villains who was mind wiped by the JLA, but has since recovered those memories, but also, in comic books, shot to death somehow, even though he's clearly immune to bullets.
But if you hit a tree with a rocket launcher, it's gone.
That's true. That's true. I was also going to do a whole like post-Flashpoint storyline and all that, but I find it's more funny to just talk about how he left it before
just very briefly, if you know, like, is he still... like weed based? Is that his gimmick?
No,
still?
He's not.
Bring that back.
I want them to bring that back,
and no one in comics to have a problem with it. I just want them to all be like, "Oh yeah, he's cool. He's fine.
He's actually really chill."
We're getting some Chinese food. Do you want to hang out?
No, but Woodrow then, in the fourth Flashpoint thing, he becomes, I think, Cedar is his name, who can manipulate the green in like kind of like the Swamp Thing, but he travels the world doing wonders for those in need. So he's using his powers for good. However, you basically then find out that by growing a forest in, like, say, Bangladesh, an existing forest in South Africa dies. It looks like he's helping all these people, but in reality, he's like killing other people around the world.
There's only so much green to go around.
And he doesn't have full control over it. And then there's a whole big storyline of him and Swamp Thing fighting to be like the controller of the green on Earth. Never him be like, "I deserve this." And Swamp Thing's like, "What have you actually done?" It's a whole thing.
You just fucked everything, to be honest.
But go back to your weed head. Powers and abilities. Powers. Alien physiology. Born from an interdimensional plant-like planet. Not really. That's not really a power, but it's there technically. Superhuman durability. Due to his experimentation, Floronic Man can withstand blows and energy beams that could severely maim or kill a normal human. He's also stated that he cannot be killed by conventional means, such as being shot, even though he was shot to death.
Even though he was famously shot to death. He also has an unreal tolerance, lads. You wouldn't believe it.
He's absolutely fucking unreal in the UFC.
It goes like Snoop Dogg and then him.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's feeling nothing. He also has, chlorokinesis.
Very good.
His natural heritage is to be able to mould and weave plants to his liking. So he can sprout roots from the ground to ensnare heroes or wrap oak tree bark around himself and the fence. He's even withstood constant blows from the Green Lantern, as well as growing plant monsters and controlling them.
Cool.
His abilities, botany. He specialises in botany. I like how they only have one more thing. Other characteristics, mental disorder.
Hey, look, that's on my CV, so...
Pretty good. And so that is Floronic Man, a man who is half plant, half man, and then turns into half weed, half man.
Honestly, I think they're missing a trick by not just having him be the weed guy. I think he's just a worse Poison Ivy as a villain at the minute.
Oh yeah, much worse one. She's much more interesting as a character, yeah.
Yeah, you can do so much more with her. So just have him, like... I don't know, specialise into being the weed villain.
He's just at all of the, like, the League of Villains meetings, and he's just, like, just handing out shit, like, "Look, it's a pretty stressful time, right? Just between you and me, you might need this, Lex Luthor."
He gets invited to the Justice League once, and he just comes in wearing, like, a big jacket and sunglasses. And he's just like, "Oh, look, it's... I don't mind."
And nobody tells Superman he's a fucking goody two-shoes, right? Here you go.
Superman would hate him. Superman would absolutely hate him. Flash, best friend.
Oh, him and Flash are besties. Just slows everything down, man.
Honestly, I could see Flash like going to him being like, "I need something so that I can slow down.
I just need a day, right, where everything's normal."
I can just get shit done.
So what do you think of Florodic Man, Sean?
I think I've looked him up. It's a cool design. He also
has the connection of mad scientist who drinks his own thing to become plant-based.
That is true, and that is one of our favourite things on any...
I'm annoyed that I skipped that at the start, because I was so excited about him eating Swamp Thing as an idea for an agreed. I skipped over that small random story he was in where he just drank a magic potion to become a plant.
Well, it worked for him. It worked out for him. And look at everything he's done since. It's a cool design. It is just more kind of monster-y, though, than a tragic scientist or even someone like Poison Ivy, who it's the whole aesthetic of plant control. He just looks like he has a plant disease in him. But I think he's a worse Poison Ivy. But because of that, you can put him in weirder and dumber situations, which I think they should capitalize on.
Yeah. So I think that's it for this week's Hero Zero.
I also think so. Would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Hero or Zero. We'll be back on Wednesday with Weird News Wednesday, and then next Friday with another episode of Hero or Zero. Big shout-outs to everyone on the Patreon who supports the show, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast, to support us over there. There's also the merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever about show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Me.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.